Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Few people had as much influence on the Broadway musical as the late great composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim, who passed away last November at age 91. From his early start writing lyrics to West Side Story, to his heights with shows like Company and Sunday in the Park with George, Sondheim's contributions to the stage were among the most innovative, musically creative, and intellectually stimulating as anything that Broadway has ever seen. But what about off the stage? This hour, I'll explore Sondheim songs not in the context of a musical, but rather as interpreted by the great jazz and pop singers of the American Songbook. It's The Artistry of Stephen Sondheim. Coming up next on Afterglow.
Gladly die. of sky.
The Stephen Sondheim song I Remember Sky, recorded there by Diane Reeves in 1991 on her Blue Note album I Remember. That Sondheim song originally comes from one of his most curious projects, a 1966 television musical which aired on ABC called Evening Primrose. It's about a man, played by Anthony Perkins, who breaks into a department store after hours and falls in love with a mysterious young woman, played by Charmian Carr, who turns out to be a mannequin come to life. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're saluting the songs of the great theater composer Stephen Sondheim by looking at some interpretations of his music off the stage. Sondheim passed away at age 91 at the end of November 2021. There's hardly a composer who elevated and transformed the Broadway stage more than Stephen Sondheim. In fact, the only other person who can probably lay claim to shaping the American musical in such a transformative way was Oscar Hammerstein II, who just so happened to be Sondheim's mentor. Sondheim grew up as a precocious and musically talented child in a middle-class household in New York City. He eventually moved to Pennsylvania, where he attended a prep school and befriended a boy named James Hammerstein, the son of famed Broadway lyricist Oscar Hammerstein. When he was 15 years old, Sondheim wrote a musical for a school production and brought it to his friend's father for notes. He wanted some real objective criticism, so Hammerstein told him, objectively, it was the worst thing he ever read, and then proceeded to give him detailed instructions on how to improve it. Sondheim later recalled, quote, "I guess I learned most of the things about writing lyrics in that afternoon. 25 years of experience crammed into 3 hours," end quote. He continued to serve as Hammerstein's protege for the next several years, writing new material for him to critique, attending rehearsals, and acting as a production assistant on Hammerstein's musicals like South Pacific and The King and I. Meanwhile, he continued his music studies, studying with noted classical composer Milton Babbitt. In 1953, at age 23, Sondheim wrote his first professional musical called Saturday Night, which never made it to Broadway, but did manage to attract the attention of others in the business. One of those others was Arthur Lawrence, who was working on a new adaptation of Romeo and Juliet with composer Leonard Bernstein. Their preferred lyricists, Betty Comden and Adolph Green, were unavailable, and Lawrence was impressed enough with Saturday Night that he decided to take a chance on the young songwriter, Stephen Sondheim. Sondheim, who was interested in writing music and lyrics, was reluctant, but Hammerstein encouraged him, given the rare opportunity it afforded someone so young. The result was West Side Story, one of the landmark works of American musical theater, and it was released to critical acclaim in 1957, when Stephen Sondheim was only 27 years old. Almost every song from the show is memorable. Tonight, Somewhere, Maria, America, Cool, interpreted countless times over the years by countless artists. And let's hear one of those memorable songs now. This is Nancy Wilson in 1963 from the album Broadway My Way with the Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim song, Tonight, on Afterglow.
Tonight. Won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight I'll see my love tonight, and for us stars will stop where they are. Today the sky is light. Oh, moon, grow bright and make this endless day, endless night. Tonight
won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight I'll see my love tonight, and for us stars will star where they are. Today the minutes seem like hours, the hours go so slowly, and still the sky is light. Oh, oh moon, grow bright and make this endless day, endless night, tonight, 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 tonight.
Nancy Wilson in 1963 with Tonight, written by Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim for the 1957 musical West Side Story. After the success of West Side Story, the author Arthur Lawrence and choreographer Jerome Robbins approached Stephen Sondheim again to help them work on a new musical about the life of notorious stripper Gypsy Rose Lee. Sondheim agreed, thinking that this would be his opportunity to finally write both music and lyrics for a show. However, when Broadway legend Ethel Merman signed on to the production to play the role of Gypsy's mother, Mama Rose, she insisted on working with a more experienced composer. So again, Sondheim was tasked with writing lyrics, this time to the music of veteran composer Julie Stein. Gypsy was another major success, the second smash for Sondheim before his 30th birthday. Memorable songs from this show include Everything's Coming Up Roses, All I Need Is the Girl, Small World, Together Wherever We Go, and Let Me Entertain You. And let's hear one of those now. This is Tony Bennett in 1962, performing with pianist Dave Brubeck at the White House with the Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim song Small World on Afterglow.
Funny, you're a stranger who's come here, come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here. Small world, isn't it? Funny, you're a girl who likes traveling rather than settling down. Funny, 'cause I'd love to go traveling. Small world, isn't it? We have so much in common. It's a phenomenon. We could pool our resources by joining forces from now on. Lucky, you're a girl who likes children. That's an important sign. Lucky, 'cause I'd love to have children. Small world, isn't it? Funny, isn't it? small and funny and fine.
Tony Bennett and Dave Brubeck live at the White House in 1962 with the song Small World, written by Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim in 1959 for the Broadway musical Gypsy. In 1960, Stephen Sondheim's mentor, Oscar Hammerstein, passed away. It was at this moment that the 30-year-old finally emerged from under the shadow of the previous generation to develop his own voice as a composer, independent of the Steins, Hammerstein, Bernstein, and Julie Stein. In 1962, he opened his first Broadway musical, where he wrote both the words and music, called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. The show was based on the farces of ancient Roman playwright Plautus. It starred Zero Mostel in the lead role and became a smashing success, earning Sondheim his first Tony Award for Best Musical. The most well-known song from the show is likely Comedy Tonight, although not one that shows up often on jazz and pop records. But I'm going to play for you now another song written for the show that's been recorded a handful of times. In fact, this song was the original opening number, but was later cut from the show in favor of Comedy Tonight. Here is the husband and wife jazz duo Jackie and Roy, Jackie Kane and Roy Kral, that is, live at Michael's Pub in New York City in 1982, recorded for their all Sondheim album, simply titled Sondheim. This is the song Love Is in the Air on Afterglow.
Love is in the air, quite clearly, people everywhere act queerly.
Some are hasty, some are halting.
Some are simply somersaulting. Love is going around.
Exposed, can't catch it.
Keep your window closed and latch it.
Leave your house and lose your reason. This is the contagious season. Love is going around. It's spreading each minute throughout the whole vicinity. Step out and you're in it with all the fun involved. Who can stay uninvolved? Love is in the air. This morning, bachelors beware. Fair warning, if you start to feel a tingle and you like remaining single, stay home. Don't take a breath, you'd catch your death, 'cause love is around.
Do I hear a waltz very odd, but I hear a waltz. There isn't a band and I don't understand it at all. I can't hear a waltz. Oh my Lord, there it goes again. Why is nobody dancing in the street? Can't they hear the beat? Magical, mystical, miracle, can it be? Is it true? Everything suddenly lyrical, can't be me. No, it's you. I do hear a waltz. I see you and I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting for all my life, to hear a waltz. You must hear a waltz. Even strangers are dancing now. An old lady is waltzing in her flat, waltzing with her cat. Roses are dancing with pennies. Yes, it's true, can't you see? Everything suddenly Vinnie's. Can't be you, must be me. Do I hear a waltz? I want more than to hear a waltz. I want you to share it, cause oh boy, do I.
Peggy Lee, in 1968, off of the 2010 reissue of her live album called Two Shows Nightly. That was the song Do I Hear a Waltz, the title song of the 1965 musical of the same name, written by Stephen Sondheim with composer Richard Rodgers, an unsuccessful venture for both gentlemen. Before that, another live recording, this one from 1982, on the album titled Sondheim by the duo Jackie and Roy. That was Love is in the Air, originally written for, and subsequently removed from, Sondheim's 1962 musical, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. The musical Do I Hear a Waltz was just one of the many flops for Sondheim in the mid-1960s. He started out strong out of the gate with West Side Story, Gypsy, and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, three absolute legendary shows. But his show Anyone Can Whistle from 1964, Do I Hear a Waltz from 65, and the television musical Evening Primrose from 66 never caught on with audiences in the same way. After a four-year hiatus and a couple of false starts, including a failed musical with Leonard Bernstein, Sondheim returned to the stage in 1970 for a show that would elevate the Broadway musical once again. It was called Company, a concept musical about marriage and relationships, centering around a bachelor named Bobby, his married friends, and his love interests. The show kicked off a series of creative successes for Sondheim with director and producer Harold Prince and earned Sondheim another Tony Award for Best Musical. The cast album of Company is fantastic, featuring killer performances from stars Elaine Stritch and Dean Jones, the recording of which was captured in a famous D.A. Pennebaker documentary. But let's hear one of the highlights from the show not from the cast album, the song Being Alive, a final act revelation for Bobby as he begins to understand the meaning of love and commitment. This is Tony Bennett in 2004 from his album The Art of Romance with Stephen Sondheim's Being Alive on Afterglow.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive, being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confused. mock me with praise. Let me be used, vary my days, but alone is alone. Not alive. Somebody crowd me with love. Somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive being alive, being alive, being alive. Somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive being alive, being alive, being alive.
Tony Bennett in 2004 with the Stephen Sondheim song Being Alive, a showstopper from Sondheim's 1970 musical Company. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear more songs written by the great Stephen Sondheim. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the songs of Stephen Sondheim this hour, as interpreted by the great jazz and pop singers. Sondheim passed away at age 91 in November of last year, after an incredible Broadway career. In the 1970s, Sondheim continued to make a string of successes with director and producer Hal Prince, including Follies in 1971 and A Little Night Music in 1973. Follies used Broadway's past as its inspiration, a story of rekindling old flames, as told through a Ziegfeld Follies-type stage review. A Little Night Music was inspired by an Ingmar Bergman film and also deals with the complex love lives of its characters, all set to the light 3/4 lilt of Waltz Time. Both shows earned Sondheim a Tony Award for Best Original Score, his third in a row, including Company from 1970. And A Little Night Music produced Sondheim's most beloved song and his first true pop standard. The song Send in the Clowns, a lamenting ballad sung from the perspective of an older woman regretting past mistakes and looking at her current love life as the stuff of farce, became a classic not long after the show premiered. It's one of Sondheim's most austere melodies. Cabaret singer Bobby Short made it part of his live set in 1973, where it was heard by and then later recorded by Frank Sinatra, who helped solidify it as a genuine hit. The song even earned Sondheim a Grammy for Song of the Year in 1976. This is Frank Sinatra in 1973 from his album Old Blue Eyes Is Back with the Stephen Sondheim song Send in the Clowns on Afterglow.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. Talk to friends and think about you. Do they know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon doing every little chore. The thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless night to think about you. You said you love me. Were you just being kind? Or am I losing my
singer and actor Lea Delaria in 2001 from her album Play It Cool with the song Losing My Mind, originally from the 1971 Stephen Sondheim musical Follies. Before that, Frank Sinatra in 1973 with Sondheim's Send in the Clowns from the 1973 show A Little Night Music. Stephen Sondheim's next musical, Pacific Overtures from 1976, was an attempt to marry the Broadway stage with elements of Japanese kabuki theater, and was met with mixed reviews and an apathetic audience. In 1979, Sondheim and director Hal Prince found more success by turning from 19th century Japan to 19th century London, telling the horror story of the so-called demon barber of Fleet Street, Sweeney Todd, and his penchant for slitting the throats of his customers. The musical Sweeney Todd was another Tony Award winner and created a new raft of memorable songs. Let's hear one now, one of the few touching ballads from the show in Act Two. This is Kurt Elling, also from 2001, on his album called Flirting with Twilight and the Sondheim song Not While I'm Around on Afterglow.
Nothing's gonna harm you. Not while I'm around. No one's gonna hurt you. No, sir. Not while I'm around. Demons are days. I'll send them howling. I don't care. I've got ways. No one's gonna hurt you. No one's gonna dare. Can desert you. Not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while.
Kurt Elling, in 2001, from his album Flirting with Twilight, and the song Not While I'm Around, written by Stephen Sondheim for the 1979 musical Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. Stephen Sondheim continued to have various levels of critical success in the 1980s and 90s, but rarely felt the same level of commercial success that he had in the 1960s and early 1970s. In 1988, he won the Tony Award for Best Original Score for Into the Woods, an imaginative retelling of Brothers Grimm fairy tales. In 1994, he won the Tony for Best Original Score and Best Musical for Passion, a show that yet again delved deep into the complex romantic lives of its characters. And in 1985, his musical about French pointillist painter George Seurat, called Sunday in the Park with George, won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. I'll play a few reinterpretations of songs from a few of those shows now. First, this is singer Holly Cole and her trio, along with guitarist Oscar Castro Neves in 1995, off of the compilation album titled Color and Light, Jazz Sketches on Sondheim. From the musical Sunday in the Park with George, this is the tune Children and Art. On Afterglow.
You would have liked him, Mama, you would. Mama, he makes things, Mama, they're good. Oh, just as you said from the start, children and art, children and art. You should have seen it. Oh, it was a sight. Mama, I mean it. All color and light. He should be happy. Mama, he's blue. What do I do? I don't understand what it was, but Mama, the things that he does, they twinkle and glitter. must have loved her so. Well, this is our family. This is the lot. After I go, this is all that you've got.
Loving you is not a choice, it's who I am. Loving you is not a choice, and not much reason to rejoice. But it gives me purpose, it gives me voice to say to the world, this is why I live, you are why I live. Loving you is why I do the things I do. Loving you is not in my control. But loving you, I have a goal for what's left of my life. I will live and I would die for you.
singer Cyril Aimé in 2019 from her album Move On, A Sondheim Adventure. That was the Stephen Sondheim tune Loving You from the 1994 musical Passion. Before that, the Holly Cole Trio in 1995 with Children and Art from the 1985 Sondheim musical Sunday in the Park with George. Stephen Sondheim, who passed away at age 91 in November 2021, left behind dozens of songs over the course of his decades-long career, each of which grapples with some of the complexities of the human experience. His songbook is a rich and complex text, often overlooked by jazz and pop artists for the musical and emotional challenges that lie within. It's fertile ground for singers who are up to such a challenge. However, many would argue that the best interpretations of Sondheim songs come from those stage actors who flew in Sondheim's orbit. So to close off this hour, I'll feature a version of a Sondheim song sung by one of Sondheim's favorite interpreters on her 1996 solo album called I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. This is singer Bernadette Peters with a Sondheim song from the 1988 musical Into the Woods called No One Is Alone on Afterglow.
No one here to guide you. Now you're on your own. Only me beside you.
Singer Bernadette Peters, one of the great interpreters of the music of Stephen Sondheim, in 1996, off of her album called I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. That was the Sondheim song No One Is Alone from the musical Into the Woods. And thanks for tuning in to this look at the artistry of Stephen Sondheim on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.